What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station tomorrow on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
Today is Tuesday, August 12th. The news sponsored by the St. Louis Aquarium at Union Station. I'm Megan Lynch. Hundreds of police departments across Missouri asking the state to reform the juvenile detention assessment point system.
The call from the Law Enforcement Legislative Coalition comes after a juvenile involved in an armed carjacking in St. Louis City last week was not detained, only to commit the same crime a night later. Lake St. Louis Police Chief Chris DiGiuseppe tells KMOX an issue is only the highest crime is considered. But even some serious crimes do not garner enough points to warrant detention.
Like an assault second, for instance, which is a felony crime, and that doesn't warrant, you know, holding a juvenile.
Assault second can include attempts to kill. DiGiuseppe adds too much of the assessment is subjective to the juvenile court's opinion. Sean Malone, KMOX News.
Due to a national shortage of radiologists and radiological technologists, Anderson Hospital's outpatient radiology locations are temporarily closed. Maryville Imaging, Goshen Imaging, Anderson Hospital Imaging Center, and Community Hospital in Staunton will not reopen until Thursday. The closure is only for non-urgent outpatient imaging needs. The hospital is still handling inpatient and emergency cases, as well as cases that physicians determine to be urgent.
This is KMOX Health Editor Fred Bottomer. There are a number of reasons for this nationwide shortage of radiologists and radiology technologists. Recent healthcare industry studies point to an aging population, which is leading to an increased demand for imaging services. And that, the studies suggest, results in overworked radiologists burning out and leaving the profession. Remedies include increasing residency positions for radiologists, using telehealth so more x-ray readings can be done remotely, and coming up with strategies to improve the work-life balance for radiologists and radiation technologists. Fred Bottomer, KMOX News.
The saga of the former St. Alexius Hospital on Jefferson continues as neighbors of the boarded-up complex sue to force the owners to clean things up. According to St. Louis Magazine, a judge has refused to dismiss the lawsuit filed by the Gravois Park Neighborhood Association. The hospital was taken over by a Delaware company in 2021 that completely shut things down the next year, leaving almost everything behind. That's led to numerous break-ins and dozens of calls to police. According to the lawsuit, the property attracts looters, vagrants, squatters, and drug users. The neighborhood association wants the hospital owners to pay damages, secure the campus, and compensate them for the impact on their own properties. Members of Missouri's Legislative Black Caucus and clergy joined in opposition to any redrawing of Missouri's congressional map.
State Representative Marty Jo Murray says they are seeing mounting pressures from the Trump administration to redraw the maps.
As a state representative of the 78th district, I know my constituents sent me to Jefferson City because we have real issues that Missourians are facing. It's one thing to call a special session if we were to be talking about teachers' pay or if we were talking about how to make groceries more affordable for everyday citizens.
Murray says there are rumors that lawmakers may be called back to Jefferson City to redraw the congressional districts. At this point, Governor Mike Kehoe has not officially given any indication whether he would call a special session on the issue. Maria Aquina, KMOX News.
Missouri lawmakers gutted funding earlier this year for the Missouri Technology Corporation. As a result, four programs that supported entrepreneurs have been suspended. MTC was established by the legislature in the mid-90s as a public-private partnership to grow business and provide venture capital. Governor Kehoe had recommended in his budget that MTC get $8.5 million. The House upped it to $10.5 million. The Senate eliminated it. According to the Business Journal, MTC distributed $67 million in public funding over the past 3 years. The fight over property valuation increases has expanded from the Kansas City area to possibly a county near you. The Missouri Tax Commission has directed 88 counties to raise their property valuations, and some county assessors are refusing to sign an agreement to do so. Parkville State Senator Tony Lukemire tells Missouri Net he wants lawmakers to put the commission back in check.
We've got a tax commission that's a little bit out of touch with the struggles of Missourians and what they're going through with these dramatic increases to the real estate property taxes. What I would like to see the General Assembly do is dig into the law this next session and rein in some of the, what I think are abuses of power by the state tax commission.
Greg Osbury, chief counsel for the commission, told MissouriNet the action is not arbitrary. State law mandates that property be assessed at market value.
I'm Debbie Monterey. The St. Louis All Local podcast is produced by the KMOX News Team. Get all the local news you need on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station tomorrow on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.